Blessings of the Covenant, May 23. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal it shall be measured to you again. God blesses the work of men's hands, that they may return to him his portion. He gives them the sunshine and the rain, he causes vegetation to flourish, he gives health and ability to acquire means. Every blessing comes from his bountiful hand, and he desires men and women to show their gratitude by returning him a portion in tithes and offerings, in thank offerings, in freewill offerings, in trespass offerings. They are to reveal an unselfish interest in the building up of his work in all parts of the world. In the great work of warning the world, those who have the truth in the heart, and are sanctified through the truth, will act their assigned part. They will be faithful in the payment of tithes and offerings. Every church member is bound by covenant relation with God to deny himself of every extravagant outlay of means. Let not the want of economy in the home life render us unable to act our part in strengthening the work already established, and in entering new territory. I entreat my brethren and sisters throughout the world to awaken to the responsibility that rests upon them to pay a faithful tithe. Keep a faithful account with your Creator. He who gave his only begotten Son to die for you, has made a covenant with you. He gives you his blessings, and in return he requires you to bring him your tithes and offerings. God calls upon his human agents to be true to the contract he has made with them. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, he says, that there may be meat in mine house. How great was the gift of God to man, and how like are God to make it! With a liberality that can never be exceeded he gave, that he might save the rebellious sons of men and bring them to see his purpose and discern his love. Will you, by your gifts and offerings, show that you think nothing too good for him who gave his only begotten Son?